Hi and welcome to The Beauty Room, brought to you by OK Beauty Box. I'm Natalie Elliott. For those of you who don't know me yet, I'm a beauty expert who likes to explore the beauty issues that affects us all and the brands with solutions to fix them. I'm joining forces with OK Beauty Box to delve deeper into the products that are featured within their monthly Beauty Box subscription, as well as the limited edition one-off boxes curated by famous faces and celebrities that you all know well. The great thing about these particular boxes are that you get to take a sneak peek behind the beauty regime of your favourite celebs and try out for yourself the products they use to create glowing skin and hair. Remember, you can follow me on Instagram at @thenatalie_e for insider beauty tips, as well as information on key beauty and self-care issues that affects us all. This limited edition OK Beauty Box has been created by Billy Shepherd. We all know her as a successful TV personality who's constantly juggling her career and family. Billy has two children, the gorgeous Nellie and Arthur, and a third baby on the way. And so finding time to incorporate a beauty regime into her day can be challenging. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about hair. Now, Billy has absolutely gorgeous hair, and so I'm excited to talk about the two products from Grow Gorgeous that she selected to feature within her limited edition beauty box. Let's be honest, we all love to know how our favourite celebs achieve their look, and these two products contain amazing active ingredients that increase hair vitality and boost the thickness and lushness of your hair. Before we delve into the products, let's talk about the sort of hair issues women like us face. Not only do we have limited time because we're juggling busy households, children, and work, but pregnancy, childbirth, and hormones can play havoc with our hair and can even lead to hair loss and thinning. Although hormonal hair loss is very common for women, it can be worrying and seriously affect your self-esteem. This month's limited edition OK Beauty Box has products worth over £200, but you can get your hands on a box today for only £45 by heading to okbeautybox.co.uk now. Remember, there are only a limited number of these boxes available, so get your hands on one today. So joining me first to explain more is hair and scalp expert Eva Proudman. Eva is regarded as one of the hair industry's elite and features on a new TV series called The Hair Loss Clinic, which is available to stream on Discovery Plus. You're known as a hair trichologist. That's a term that I suppose might be a bit confusing or a bit new to some people. Can you talk to us about what that means?
Of course. So as a trichologist, we specialise in everything to do with the hair and the scalp. I always explain it to my patients that I start at the top of the head on the scalp and I go as far as the chin. And that's our box of expertise, whether it's a flaky, itchy scalp, hair falling out, hair thinning, pattern loss, or a mixture of everything. That's what we spend our time training to do. I trained with the Institute of Trichologists and I did 2.5 years training and 2 years mentorship. So you're pretty well schooled and do lots of clinical work where you're sort of mentored before they let you loose on your own in clinic.
Yeah. I mean, hair is so important to all of us, isn't it? It really does help us to really project our self-esteem and just to really, you know, create the character that we are, really. But how did you find your way into that role? How do you sort of, you know, become a hair specialist and a scalp specialist?
So I spent quite a few years working in the hair industry, not as a hairdresser. I worked with a major brand, sort of really championing education for hairdressers. And I got the opportunity to work with the Teenage Cancer Trust. And at the time, I was the chair of the company that I was working with. And we created a program called Hair in Recovery that was for sort of teenagers, younger people, that when they'd finished chemotherapy, they could safely have some hair extensions that we subsidized. Because hair is such a big part of your identity. And the last thing anybody wants to do if they've been through that awful treatment is to keep wearing a wig or a bandana or a hat. They don't want to think about treatments and cancer. They want their identity back. And that was my first sort of toe in the water. And then I decided that I didn't really want to work on the more fashion side anymore. I wanted to work in hair loss. Yeah. And so that's when I threw myself into studying trichology. And I worked with some wig makers. I learned how wigs were made. I tried to find out everything I could so that when I see a patient, if I can treat them and we can recover the hair, that's obviously the main goal. But if I have to go down the route of they need something long term, such as a piece or a wig, I know the best people to go to get the most natural look that is as close to your own and as comfortable as possible. Because at the end of the day, we're not magic. We can't fix everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me about your TV venture. I mean, this sounds really exciting. So the Hair Loss Clinic television show on Discovery Plus, I should say. Tell me a bit more about that. How did that come about?
So the Hair Loss Clinic, I was approached by a production company. They'd actually seen a training video that I'd done for 40,000 pharmacists. They'd seen it on in a chemist shop where I was talking about scalp health and how the pharmacies could identify what was wrong with the scalp to recommend the right treatment products. And from there, they asked me, would I be interested? And I said, you know, well, I am, because obviously, I see people every day. There's sort of 8 million women in the UK with hair issues. And it's very badly signposted. It's viewed as cosmetic largely by most people. It isn't well sort of looked after in the NHS, which I understand for many, many reasons. You know, I was quoted as saying it's not life threatening, but it's life quality limiting.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it is very, very emotional. And so I filmed 18 patients, typical patients I would see in clinic, right from their initial consultation through their treatment journey and to what we got at the end of it. And it's been really brilliant because so many people have said to me, they felt like there was no hope, there was nowhere to go. And they suddenly felt there were people out there that could help them. And we do, you know, as I say, we can't fix everything, but we do an awful lot. And we see an awful lot of people that have spent a lot of money on things that don't work. And they haven't had a diagnosis. They don't understand what's wrong with them. And obviously, it doesn't matter how much you spend. If you don't know what you're treating, you're not going to get a result. So, I mean, it's been shown all around the world. I get patients flying in from South Africa, from Australia, New Zealand, which is lovely. Huge amount of pressure, but lovely. And it's just gone on to Amazon Prime as well. So, and then my colleague who I work with, Dr. Ball, he's a transplant surgeon. We also shadowed six of his patients going through transplant, including a lady, because lots of people think that ladies don't have transplants, which isn't true.
Yeah, sure. And let's talk a bit about hair loss, because like you just mentioned then, you know, it's a real taboo subject, isn't it, for women? But actually, you know, it's very common for a woman to shed quite a lot of hair at different stages of her life. I know that post-pregnancy, when your hormones are fluctuating, you can actually lose quite a significant amount of hair. And this is something that's really common. What other sorts of things can contribute to hair loss?
So with hair shedding, where you see lots coming out in the brush, in the shower, you're feeling like, you know, if you tie it back, you can put that band around more, and you're panicking like mad because you've seen the hair. Very often it's a condition called telogen effluvium. Telogen is the shedding phase of the hair, and effluvium means you're doing too much of it. And there are lots of factors that can cause it. Having a baby is one, and it is a hormonal thing. It's also a dietary thing. It's a sleep thing. It's stored vitamin and mineral levels. You know, when you're pregnant, your body's very good at keeping you very well. Everything's going tickety-boo. You have the baby and, you know, it could be a traumatic birth. There can be quite a lot of blood loss. If it's your first child, you're very anxious. You don't sleep, you don't eat. And all of those things contribute. So diet is incredibly important. Important, you know, good quality sleep, sort of a healthy lifestyle. The hair is very boring. It likes routine and regularity and a nice, calm life, you know, don't we all? But there are certain things in life that it doesn't get that, and it will react very quickly.
Yes.
Because it's the second fastest dividing cell in the body,
right,
but non-essential. So our bodies are so clever. They take a cell that should be right up at the top of the food chain with major priority, and they put it right down at the bottom, which is why you get these excessive sheddings and all of those things. But then there's genetics, there's autoimmune conditions, there's scalp conditions, that there's lots and lots of things, and everybody sort of suffers a different combination. And very often I see people with two or three things all happening at the same time, and it's amazing when we treat them all together the improvement that we can get. Just, you know, my job is probably the best job in the world, because when I see my patients for a follow-up, generally they're absolutely over the moon, because they were in a place where they thought they were going to lose their hair. There was no hope. We get on a treatment plan and we get a result. And I don't know of a better job than that, if I'm
Yeah,
honest.
brilliant. Yeah, it's a really good feel-good factor, isn't it, when you really improve someone's life and lifestyle because of it. Now, Billy obviously is a fantastic representative of a very busy woman. Two little kids, they're pregnant again with baby number three, very, very busy career, probably struggling with enough quality sleep as well. There's all sorts going on then. So you can understand why she's chosen the two hair products that she has for this particular beauty box. And it's the Grow Gorgeous Hair Growth Serum and the Grow Gorgeous Thickening Hair and Sculpt Mask. Now, I just wanted to, as a specialist in hair, just dive a little bit into some of the ingredients in both of these products. So if someone is, wanting to sort of, get that lush feeling back into their hair and, a nicer feeling in their scalp again, what are the active ingredients in these products that they'll find will really help them? Let's start with the growth serum, shall we?
Okay, so the pea sprout extract is very good. It will be in the form of a protein, and protein tends to either bind around the hair or penetrate into it. And we're looking for a product that will actually protect the hair, make it stronger, and look at treating any damage and stress that's in the hair. So it's very important to think about what is it about your hair that's your concern, to think about what is it you want to use to get a benefit. And so if you need to treat something, then something you're putting on topically and leaving it on is a far better treatment vehicle than just a shampoo. A shampoo is on and off. It's not going to deliver a huge amount of treatment. However, it's really important to wash your hair very frequently. We recommend every day, every other day. It's not just about the hair, it's about the scalp. And our scalp is made of skin just like our faces, and we would never dream of not cleansing those or washing them. But we forget what's underneath the hair. So the other ingredient in that serum is the hyaluronic acid, which will help to balance and clear the scalp. And so again, it's about your routine, how frequently you wash it. It's about what you do with it. If you put lots of product in it, you're going to need to wash it maybe twice, because the shampoo might not be able to get everything out on the first wash. If you're going to use lots of heat, use a thermal protector. The hair has no feelings. I often say to patients, if the hair could feel, it would be
I know,
screaming.
we wouldn't be
But we gaily
happy.
just sort of think, we all do it. We all colour it. We all blow dry it. We all do things we shouldn't. And it's a question of looking after it from the inside with good nutrition, and from the outside with a good quality hair care regime.
Sure. One thing I've noticed about the Grow Gorgeous products is that a lot of the ingredients within them, the active ingredients, so you just mentioned then hyaluronic acid. Now, this is an ingredient that commonly I come across within facial serums or, yeah. So it's interesting that you said, the scalp is skin. And so actually, it is massively going to benefit from those same ingredients we put on our face, isn't it?
Absolutely. An ingredient I use in clinic a lot is salicylic acid, which again is in face peels. And if you've got a condition like psoriasis, where we get that buildup of plaque and it happens on the scalp, salicylic acid can be applied and it softens and it lifts and it gives the person such a relief. Now, we know all about that for our skin, but we do just forget what's sitting underneath that hair. And the scalp is the growing medium for the hair. I always say to patients, if you're going to grow seeds, you put them in seed compost, you get loads. If you put them in clay, you might get some. And it's exactly the same with your scalp. If you keep your scalp healthy and well balanced, your hair will be healthy and well balanced. If your scalp is congested or flaky or itchy or inflamed, your hair isn't going to be at its best.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, with the hair serum then, you do sort of recommend that actually having a serum on that you're not washing off is really beneficial because you're applying those ingredients and actually allowing them to penetrate and allowing them to do their full job before you're actually rinsing them when you come to wash the next day. And then one thing I've noticed as well, it's similar with the thickening hair and sculpt mask, both those products, they have caffeine in them. Now, again, caffeine, not something we associate with hair or hair fullness or hair growth. growth, but is it really effective with hair?
Caffeine is one of those products that is beneficial, but you need quite a lot of it for quite a long time. So it does have a stimulating effect, but I would say that it's not the most efficacious ingredient in the world. It's in lots of products. If we were scientifically testing what we needed it to do to really stimulate something as a treatment, you need a very high dose of it that penetrates for a while. And that generally isn't in any product, but it's a good stimulant. What it will do is when you massage it onto the scalp, it brings blood flow up. Blood flow makes the follicles active. When the follicles are active, the hair wants to be growing. So it has a benefit in terms of being stimulating.
Brilliant. I mean, the other sort of major ingredients that I found in the hair mask that I think are beautiful are the sort of shea butter and coconut oil. Now, for me, you know, you can see I've got quite long, thick hair. I love shea butter and coconut oil, and actually we'll just use it in its raw form and just cake it on. And I've got three little girls and they've got crazy, crazy hair, and it's just brilliant. It's such a deeply nourishing ingredient, isn't it? And I know you say, you know, the hair is dead. It's basically dead from the moment it's growing out, isn't it? But it can still absorb moisture. Is that right? The hair shaft can still absorb.
So the hair is made of 10% water. Mm-hmm. And so it needs hydration, it needs moisture. And the thing about coconut oil is that the molecules of it are small enough to penetrate into the cortex. Your hair's got sort of three layers. It's got the outer protective cuticle. They're scales that overlap like on a roof. They protect the hair. When we open those up, there are all the protein fibers that make the hair and give it its strength. That's called the cortex. And then there's a medulla in the middle. And what coconut oil can do is it can penetrate into that cortex. So it can hydrate internally as well as smoothing externally. And that's why coconut oil is really sort of popular in lots of hair and scalp products, because of its penetrative and hydrating ability.
Yeah, lovely. That's really nice. And then the last thing I just wanted to talk about are the amino acids. So keratin, I think most of us are really familiar that keratin is an ingredient that's really essential for strong hair, isn't it? But can you just talk us through how that works?
So keratin is a protein, and all proteins are made up of tiny building blocks, and those building blocks are generally called amino acids. Mm-hmm. In terms of our nutrition, we use about 23 every day, and our body is clever enough to make them all except for the 8 what we call essential. Mm-hmm. And you have to get those from diet. And they all do really great things. So they can help with sebaceous production. They help with protein that you eat being metabolized. They balance the scalp. They help with your mood. Lots and lots of things. So amino acids, a protein itself is huge. It's like this huge thing that you can wrap around, but not necessarily penetrate. Amino acids are the tiny little bits that can penetrate. And again, like the coconut oil, the actives in them can get into that cortex. And that's why amino acids are so important, because we can get them where we want them to go, as opposed to a great big protein molecule that has to sit outside.
Yeah, I love this. And I hope that people tuning in today will really get into this, because it's lovely to finally be able to understand the ingredients that are within our products. I mean, for such a long time, we've all been kind of bamboozled really by marketing companies that just waffle on about the you know, active ingredients. So we didn't really have an understanding of it, but this makes real sense the way you're talking there about the protein building blocks and what have you. So let's just talk a little bit then about the big hair care mistakes that people make. I mean, you've already touched on heat and hair colouring slightly, but what can really cause quite long-term damage to the hair and scalp?
Okay, so frequency of washing is obviously really important. Also, when the hair is wet, so when we've washed it, it's at its weakest. So don't use a brush to really pull through it. You'll stretch it, you'll break it, you'll cause those frayed sort of split ends. A wide tooth comb when you're washing it. Silk pillowcases, they're not a myth. Okay. If you've got longer hair, sleeping on a silk pillowcase, it stops the static, it reduces tangling, it reduces friction and burning. The other thing is wearing a hairstyle that's too tight. So, kind of giving yourself a facelift with a ponytail, really putting tension on that hair. And too much tension can cause the hair eventually to be lost and lost permanently. We see that in traction alopecia. What you tie your hair up with is really important. So again, you don't use an elastic band. It sticks, it breaks, it pulls the hair. So it's all about things that are gentle with the hair. And heat, again, blow drying is absolutely fine, as is straightening, but done correctly. So never use a sort of circular brush and stick your blow dryer nozzle onto it. We've got all that water in the hair, and if we superheat it, the water boils inside the hair and it can explode just like
You
boiling water
see,
does.
yeah, I mean, you see the steam coming off, don't you? You actually see that. Oh, God, yeah.
Straighteners are fine. 180 degrees is enough to straighten or bend the hair. Anything over that will definitely burn it.
Yeah.
And so it's a question of, just using common sense, really. If you put a lot of product in your hair, make sure you get it out. Product can make the hair brittle, dull, can make it tangly. And whilst it's doing its job when you've styled your hair, it's not really meant to then be styled with it again the next day and the next day, and suddenly you can't get your comb through your
I
hair.
think we're all victim to that, aren't we? Now and again, where we've just gone, oh, I'll just restyle it. It's not fun.
And the other thing is dry shampoos. Dry shampoos are brilliant, but they're meant to give you a day, not a week. If you're putting dry shampoo on the scalp, we have the most sebaceous, they're the oil glands. We've got the biggest concentration of them on the body. So you're putting that powder on, all that oil is being absorbed, the sweat is being absorbed, and then you top it up day after day. You can imagine it really clogs up the scalp, it clogs up the follicles. So I get it that we're all busy, me included. I'm not a saint, but dry shampoo, use it as it's meant, and that's great. But don't do it sort of 2 days together. Wash it on that, wash one day, dry shampoo the next, wash the next day.
Yes.
And if you're looking at dry shampoo with fine hair and you think to yourself, oh, it's made it a little bit thicker, I can do a bit more with it. Don't use dry shampoo for that. There are other products. There is something called hair fibers. They use the natural static in the hair. They're coloured. You sprinkle them in, comb them through, and they sit in that static and give you that little bit of body and bounce, and also hide the scalp if you've got thinning. So, although you might discover that with dry shampoo, it's not meant to do that. Use something that is. So, use the things that are meant to be used, and the hair performs much better.
And I think the overall message I'm getting from you today is, it all starts from within. It's the diet, it's sleep, it's then using products on your hair, like the Grow Gorgeous products that are going to really deeply nourish your hair, penetrate deep within. That in the long term is going to be a far better fix than these short-term fixes that are
Yes.
really, only going to last for a very short
Yeah.
time. This month's limited edition OK Beauty Box has products worth over £200, but you can get your hands on a box today for only £45 by heading to okbeautybox.co.uk now. Remember, there are only a limited number of these boxes available, so get your hands on one today. Joining me now are Grow Gorgeous brand director Liv Oliveira and brand manager Freya Stewart to tell us more about these two lovely products and how they might benefit your hair and scalp. So welcome to both of you. Lovely to have you here with us. Liv,
Thank you
perhaps
very
we
much.
can
Morning.
start with you telling us a little bit more about the brand Grow Gorgeous, what's its ethos and mission?
Yeah, so Grow Gorgeous is all about a good hair day, but it's not hair day. Every day should be a good hair day for us. So basically, our brand is fully focused on the scalp, but also in the whole hair itself. So all of our formulations are fully rich with skincare ingredients. Also, this apply to your scalp, also apply to your hair, and then you can see benefits and long-term results, and instant benefits as well. Actually, Grow Gorgeous started with the brand is started with the one of the products who is in the OK box this month, that is our hair growth hair growth serum. And from there, our clients like it so much that actually we're able to grow the brand. So it's really nice that you guys have a chance to try literally your first and best selling product from Grow Gorgeous.
Yeah, amazing. And we'll come on to the actual products in a moment and talk in more detail about them, because I know they are absolutely lovely. But Freya, perhaps you can tell me a bit more about who your traditional customer is. Who do you find turns to your products?
I mean, GG products very much are for everyone, and within the brand we have 8 different ranges which are very much catered to every single lifestyle, hair concern, hair type. So we tend to find that the products are perfect for literally anyone, whether you've got thinning hair, whether you've got sensitive hair, whether you've got curly hair, whether you've got flat hair. We do have a range for everyone. However, the majority of our customers are slightly younger, so that 25 to 34 age group. So kind of similar ages to Billy as well. Perfect for those that are kind of out and about. We've got really hard working routines that are perfect for pretty much everyone. And really easy to apply and great for those busy lifestyles as well.
Yeah, excellent. And of course, you know, hair is so important to women, isn't it? You know, it's so much more than just what's there on your head. It's how we present ourselves to the world. It forms part of our personality, and it can really affect the self-esteem of a woman, can't it? Mm-hmm. Who's best to answer that? What do you think about how, I mean, as a hair brand, how does hair, do you think, affect women?
Oh yeah, affects us so much. And we need to think that hair is part of our personality, and also it's part of the chains we have in life. So just thinking that hair can literally be changed and cut it and style and be colored, and actually our hair follow our different time of life. So it's definitely attached to self-esteem, is a part of our self-expression. So definitely hair is attached to self-esteem to women. It's so important for us. It's part of our self-expression, it's part of our personality, and of course our life changes with the time, and so does our hair. So we can color, we can cut it, we can style it different. So of course it's going to impact our self-esteem in a positive way. So having a good hair day should be a good day as well.
Yeah.
And just to add on to that as well, like, I feel like everyone knows the power of a good hair day. So when your hair looks great, you stand a bit taller, you feel a bit more confident, you've got a bit more pep to your step. And that's really what a GG or Grow Gorgeous, we really want to give our customers the tools to have every single day. So with our products, for example, the fragrance is one of the main call outs for the brand. We've got a really nice, deep, warm fragrance. It's quite a sexy essential smell. It's got some sandalwood, some orange blossom in there, and that really kind of lingers and lasts till your next wash. And you know the power of a good hair day and how that makes you feel, and really with GG products, through that fragrance journey as well, it lasts you in all day, all week, all times you've used a product
long. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, I mean, I've got the benefit of actually sitting in front of both of you now, and you've both got absolutely gorgeous hair. And of course, that kind of lush, thick, full hairstyle is really in, isn't it? And I think, you know, it's lovely because it's a great way of women expressing their femininity and, you know, how they really want to feel confident about themselves. And Billy is a fantastic representative of the modern day woman, isn't she? She's juggling a hugely successful career, but incredibly busy. She's got 2 children, a baby on the way. So she's a really good representative of this type of woman that you're painting the picture of. So why are the Grow Gorgeous products good for her? Why are they well suited to that woman that's got very little time but wants to go out looking her best?
Yeah, so basically we're going to do the hard work for you. That's our job, basically. So our formulations are so rich in active ingredients, in nurturing ingredients as well. So let's say that you're going to wash your hair once every week or twice a week. And basically, if you use our shampoo or conditioner, you put a mask on, it's going to literally take you 5 minutes. And also they should enjoy the little very time of self-care for them, because of course when you have babies, your priorities are another one. So of course you're here to help. And basically, if let's say we have the time to put on the mask and you can leave it for 5 minutes and have the result, but let's say you don't have more the time, you can leave the mask how long you wanted to until you have a time again to take it off. So we're definitely going to do the hard work for you and making sure that, you know, that personal moments of taking a shower become actually almost indulgent for you. And we're there like literally to help with our products for that.
I mean, that's brought us nicely onto the products, actually. I mean, so in the box, Billy selected the Grow Gorgeous Thickening Hair and Sculpt Mask. And she's also selected a really special product that you've already touched on, which is the Grow Gorgeous Growth Serum. Now, most of us are used to a kind of maybe a 2 to 3 step hair routine. Why is it so important for people to consider using things like masks and serum, as well as shampoo and conditioner?
I think from my perspective anyway, you really need to take care of your hair from root to tip. And really, one of the most important and fundamental things about taking care of your hair is actually scalp care. Mm-hmm. And it's something that many people don't take care of and nurture their scalp. So with the serum, for example, you apply this 20 drops a day directly to your scalp, massage it in, and it'll really help to boost that hair follicle and really help to give you that fuller, thicker, healthier looking hair. And ultimately, if you take care of your scalp, that will ultimately lead to gorgeous, healthy, bouncy locks. Yeah. So I think it's really important at the moment in particular for people to focus on that step-by-step routine. So in GG, in the box, for example, we have the original serum. You apply that once a day, you should see results in kind of that 12-week period. The mask you can use, come and go, we'd recommend using that once or twice a week. But it's much more important than just using your standard generic shampoo, conditioner treatment, because it really provides that moisture, that ultimate added benefit to your routine.
Yeah, and also it's so easy to introduce the hair growth serum in your routine. You need to apply just 20 drops. You massage the scalp. You can have a good self-care moment with your hair, having yourself massage. But also our product is empowered with caffeine. It's going to give you amazing results, but it's not greasy at all. So there is no oil in the formulation. So you don't need to rinse it. So apply the 20 drops. You can just live your life. You can go out of the home. You can apply before your bed. So actually, it's just maybe 2 minutes you have it there to take care of your scalp. So
and you apply also it to dry hair. Am I right? Yeah.
Yeah, so we can apply for both dry hair or towel dry hair, whatever you want. And if, of course, you apply to towel dry hair, we can literally style as normal and you're going to see any difference just as like applying the product itself. And then after, of course, 12 weeks, you'll be able to see that your hair is way more denser and thicker.
That's really amazing. I mean, the thing that's probably attractive to some women listening in to this is that, you know, it's called a hair growth serum. And it actually, you found then that it actively stimulates hair growth. Is that what you find? Are the results with your customers?
Yeah, so basically our formulation, it stimulates the follicles of the hair. So basically your hair is going to grow stronger as well, which is so important, but also it's going to grow a little bit thicker. Yeah. So also you're going to have that feeling of having like a fuller hair, a denser hair, so more kind of lustrous hair.
And can you use these products during pregnancy? Obviously Billy's pregnant at the moment, so again, great representative of this, but some women do worry about, you know, being able to use products like this during pregnancy. Are they safe to use?
Yeah, all of our products from the range is pregnancy safe, including the original serum and the intense mask, so no need to worry about that. You got
your covered. That's really great. Because I know, you know, throughout most of women's pregnancy, you have that lovely pregnancy glow. But there are sort of times maybe at the top and tail end of pregnancy where your hair feels a little bit limp. You feel a little bit meh. Mm-hmm. And actually, that would be a great time then to maybe give yourself a bit of me time, the mask, the serum, try and sort of make yourself feel a lot better. So are you happy to be in the OK Beauty Box?
Oh, we're so excited. We can't wait for all of our community to try our products. We're so proud of our formulations and we think GG could be a great home for a beauty box. So we're so excited for people to try. We're really excited to hear their feedbacks as well once they come. So we're so proud to be part of the box.
Yeah, amazing. And you've actually got 2 full-size products within the box as well, which is really special. So if you're listening in today and you're interested in getting your hands on one of the limited edition beauty boxes, they are £45, but actually they have products worth a total of over £200. But just to talk specifically about the Grow Gorgeous products within the box, so the hair serum is a full-size product which normally sells for around £30, and then the hair and sculpt mask normally retails for around £8. So actually, just looking at the value of those 2 products alone, you're getting so much value for money there. So it's well worth trying out. And if you're someone like me who regularly suffers from hair thinning or lots of hair shedding, something like a grow serum like this one from Grow Gorgeous is really helpful. Like Liv's kindly put, giving your hair that boost, that lovely luscious fullness that we all sort of miss from time to time. Well, it's been absolutely amazing speaking to you both. Really grateful for your interesting information about the products. I'm sure that everyone out there is really quite interested to get their hands on it. So thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us, Natalie. And really hope everybody really enjoyed the Gigi product.
This month's limited edition OK Beauty Box has products worth over £200, but you can get your hands on a box today for only £45 by heading to okbeautybox.co.uk now. Remember, there are only a limited number of these boxes available, so get your hands on one today.